I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. It feels recently like elections can't help but attract fake news. Kenya has an election next Tuesday to vote for a new president and other offices. People are anxious. For one thing, they clearly remember 2007 when elections sparked a wave of violence and deaths across the country. People were targeted according to their ethnic background. It was ugly. This year, the two main candidates, incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga, one of the candidates in 2007, are locked in a close race. Both are flinging accusations at each other, and on top of that, Kenyans now have to figure out what is real and what's not. Here's Brenna Daldorf from Nairobi.
Last week, two videos emerged on Kenyan social media. Both claimed that the incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, was way ahead in the polls. One appeared to be from the BBC, the other from CNN.
Meanwhile, here are the other headlines at this hour.
News just in from Kenya. In a surprising twist, an online poll...
But here's the deal. In reality, the polls say Kenyatta is neck and neck with his opponent, Raila Odinga. So I dropped by the Nairobi office of Africa Check, the leading fact-checking website on the Kenyan elections. And I asked Kenya editor Alphonse Shiondu what he thinks about the so-called CNN video.
It's a genuine CNN clip, but the first part has been manipulated.
Basically, a fake clip about Kenyatta being ahead in the polls was inserted into a real CNN news bulletin.
It has a CNN international logo, it has the CNN logo, and it has a CNN anchor speaking about stories somewhere in Iraq and Syria. That's like the follow-up clip. It has everything.
The production of these videos is slick, leading many to wonder if political parties are financing them. It's a worrying prospect, especially since some Kenyan politicians, including the current president and his deputy, have been accused of inciting violence in past elections. Kenyans use social media like WhatsApp to share news about the election, but in a recent survey, many say they don't fully trust the information shared online. Shiondu thinks that whoever doctored the CNN video was probably thinking about that.
So you would hear conversations like, I saw this on WhatsApp, and people would ignore it. But when the person adds, it was also on TV or it was also on radio, and now everyone sits up and is like, yeah, you mean? Okay, I'll need to listen to that. That's now the thing they were trying to play around with. Why not create a fake thing and spread it via WhatsApp?
And it's difficult to monitor what's being said or shared on WhatsApp because people communicate on it in closed groups and the data are encrypted. Analysts have nicknamed it a dark social for this reason. And some of the stuff shared on WhatsApp is truly dark. Last month, Kenyan authorities identified 21 WhatsApp groups spreading hate and warned that their administrators would be held accountable. My next stop is Kibera, one of Nairobi's largest slums. In Kibera, rumors are the original fake news, and they've led to bloodshed during past elections. Back in 2007, when Raila Odinga ran as an opposition candidate for president, there were widespread rumors of vote rigging, which were unconfirmed. Kibera is an opposition stronghold, and minutes after Raila's loss was announced, violence broke out here. This year, rumors about the election are flying fast and furious again in Kibera. Steve Oduor lives here. He works with Uma Hakika, a project that aims to debunk rumors before they can wreak havoc, like they did back in 2007.
The most recent rumor that was going around was that the government is planning to deploy military in Kibera to scare away voters, Kibera voters, because Kibera is perceived to be the stronghold of the opposition.
Oduor says that Kibera residents are like everyone else. They tend to believe any news or fake news that fits with their personal beliefs.
Yeah, like those who are supporting the government, if you share something that they feel attacks the government, they'll be like, no, that's propaganda, that's not true. Same thing with those who are on the opposition side.
But he says in the WhatsApp groups that he's part of, he is seeing some positive signs. More people are questioning what's being shared, something he says is new. And he's also seeing a lot of people take to social media to spread messages of peace.
But then we have these campaigns going around, the peace campaigns, that are telling people that everything is going to be fine. We just need to accept what will happen. If your candidate loses, someone has to lose, someone has to win. And that's a bit calming them down.
Oduor, for one, is hoping that come election day, it's the messages of peace that will get the most shares. For The World, Brenna Daldorf, Nairobi.